What if you could pick the people who run your country the way a blind exam picks a scholar? On merit, open to almost anyone, no birth, no money, no vote. China built exactly that, and then its best men broke it. For 1,000 years, China answered the question the West is still fighting over. How do you choose who rules? Not by blood, not by ballot, by examination. And it built the most sophisticated state on earth. But the way that meritocracy died is the part we don't want to hear, because right now we are busy rebuilding it. Start with the machine. Under the Song dynasty, roughly 960 to 1279, the imperial exam reached its peak, the world's first meritocratic institution. Held every 3 years, the royal family barred from high office. The state even funded schools for the talented poor. Power, in theory, went to whoever scored highest. How open was it? Astonishingly, almost any adult male could sit it, whatever his birth or his bank balance. But look at what it tested: the Confucian classics, poetry, calligraphy. Not how to run a province, not how to feed a city. It selected the men who had best mastered the past, and called that fitness to govern the future. So did all that brilliance make the state good at governing? One man bet everything on it. In 1069, the reformer Wang Anshu, backed by the emperor himself, launched the boldest program of state intervention the medieval world had ever seen. His bet: use the meritocratic machine to actually fix poverty, not just staff the bureaucracy. What did he try? State loans of seed and cash to farmers to break the village loan sharks. Paid labor instead of forced labor. A state granary to hold prices steady. And on paper, it worked. Revenue jumped by at least 18 million strings of cash a year. The treasury went from coins being half its income to over 80%. A medieval New Deal. So who killed it? His own class. The brilliant exam-bred officials, led by the great historian Sima Guang, fought him to the death. The poet Su Shi was jailed for mocking the reforms. And here's the thing, they had a point. The loans were meant as cheap credit, to break the village loan sharks. But officials forced them on people who didn't want them. The real rate climbed to 20-30%, and when famine hit in 1074, the debt drowned the very farmers it was built to save. And what finally ended it? A single death. When the emperor died in 1085, the reforms were torn out almost overnight by the regency, then reinstated, then torn out again. The whole project lived and died on whoever happened to hold the throne. Here's the uncomfortable part. The Song meritocracy did not fail for lack of merit. It failed because of it. The exam manufactured a class of dazzlingly capable men whose whole identity, whose every advantage, was bound to the system exactly as it already was. So when reform came, the most competent people in the empire used all that competence to strangle it. Merit selected for mastering the world that existed. It could never select for changing it. And there was no lever, anywhere, to overrule the experts on the day the experts were wrong. So the fairest filter ever built hardened into a hereditary aristocracy of the credentialed, the exact thing it was meant to replace. But here is what should keep you up at night. This machine does not die. 8 centuries later, Britain copies the exam. Then America copies Britain. And the granary Wang revived, to hold grain and steady prices? An American farm secretary rebuilds exactly that in 1938 and calls it the New Deal. Everyone borrowed the merit. The only question left is whether anyone remembered to add the one bolt the Song forgot.